happen to have a person who's all over both history and fantasy and who knows what. Just happen to have Rebecca Roop on the line. She is the author of How Carrots Won the Trojan War. And I do believe we have another installment of important plants in history. Rebecca, how you doing?
Hi, guys. I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, it's great, girl.
Beautiful morning again. And what do you have in store for us today?
We are talking asparagus, is what I understand.
My mom was a big asparagus eater and let us know every time we had it, it was okay to use your fingers, and that was proper.
Absolutely. So. Even Emily Post says so.
Right.
Provided the asparagus is not so long and droopy that you let the butter run down your arm.
Oh, yes.
That's a no-no.
No, that'll... Yes, that'll really cause consternation at any dinner party. So what else can you tell us about asparagus?
Oh, right. Asparagus is pure sex food.
Okay.
In the pre-Viagra era, you know, this was the stuff of choice for dysfunctional Renaissance man.
Okay.
So did it work, really?
In the 19th century, France, bridegrooms got a 3-course meal of asparagus before their wedding night.
Okay.
And listen to this one. Asparagus was banned from girls' schools and from convents for risk of impure thoughts.
Okay.
But I found no mention of boys' schools and monasteries.
Okay.
So how unfair is that one?
Well, we got blamed for a lot of stuff, didn't we? It was our fault for luring them.
Huh? The Romans grew it. Though with the fall of Rome, it sort of vanished from Europe. So it hung in there in the Middle East.
Okay.
The Dark Ages in Europe, the veggie of choice was the turnip.
Oh,
but
Lord.
I know. But the Romans had a gazillion uses for asparagus, both, you know, cooking and medicinal.
Okay.
According to Pliny the Elder, my all-time hero, who wrote 37 books that encompassed all the knowledge in the world.
Them
about plants.
Okay.
Asparagus was good for everything from weak eyesight to elephantiasis. And it would protect you from snake bite. And if you rub yourself all over with asparagus beaten up in oil, you will never be stung by bees.
Well, there you go. That's important to know.
I think, you know, anybody that's got a bee sting allergy, asparagus.
Vegetable oil. I wonder who would might. Yeah, like.
That's kind of messy.
Exactly.
Messy, isn't it?
Yes. Probably animals would begin to lick you.
And of course, the thing everybody brings up about asparagus is that it makes your pee smell funny.
Does it?
Which is the fault of a chemical called asparagusic acid, which is broken down in the digestive tract into a bunch of these volatile sulfur-containing compounds. That have a lot in common with rotting cabbage and skunk.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
I love this.
Yeah.
But the thing I liked about this is that Benjamin Franklin mentions this phenomenon in a paper that he wrote and sent to the British Royal Society that was called Fart Proudly.
Wow.
Fart Proudly.
I'm telling you. He'd shun, be put outside, huh? Out the door.
Old Benjamin. He was a crazy guy.
Man.
Well, the reason he wrote it was that the Royal Society had put out a call for scientific papers, and they got a whole bunch of these very pompous papers that Franklin was disgusted with. So he sent them this snarky thing on flatulence, which actually you can still get today. It was just published in a collection of Franklin writings under the title of Fart Proudly, Writings by Benjamin Franklin That You Never Read in School.
Probably
there you
not.
Go. Yes. Probably would not be the book of choice.
And it comes along with some writings from Chaucer during Canterbury Tales. They just put them all together.
You know we never got all the juicy stuff in school.
Oh, no.
Okay. Wow. So there you go. That's the history of asparagus.
So asparagus, huh? That's the one.
In a nutshell, you know, all the wild asparagus that we see scattered around today in the United States is not native asparagus. It came from Europe originally, but it escapes really readily from gardens.
Okay.
If it goes to seed, it makes these cool little red berries that birds just love.
And just scatter them throughout the countryside.
Oh, yeah. So we have asparagus both cultivated and wild where we are.
No kidding.
Well, there you go.
So it's a perennial, is it? What is it? Is it a perennial? Does it come back, right?
Once you get it started, your asparagus bed should go 30 years, easy.
And so I always thought it had to be a lot cooler weather, right, for asparagus. Really cool weather.
Well, it's got to be cooler for our temperature here.
I just meant anywhere. I'm just saying in general, it has to be. It's a cooler temperature climate.
It's not a very picky plant. It'll put up with some really minimalist soil, which, of course, is wonderful for us since we live on a bed of clay.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Along the Gulf Coast, we are clearly clay.
Yeah, all sorts of clay.
Moved them in the soils. Well, good for asparagus. So the sensory garden. I mean, that's what we've been talking
we
about.
We caught them all.
Yeah.
Okay, Rebecca.
Franklin.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the historical update.